Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Texas on Wednesday, November 25th, day number 329 of 2015. Of course, this is the night before Thanksgiving. It's not like the night before Christmas, obviously, but it's the night before Thanksgiving. Wednesday before Thanksgiving usually is a day of very heavy travel. People usually get out of work a little earlier. The highways are very busy. There's a lot of traffic around town. A lot of people going out of town. The highways are extremely busy tonight. If you're driving from one city to another, you know that. And of course, there's a great deal of bad weather in some parts of the country, a little rain, a little snow in some parts. And that just complicates things a little bit more. And of course, this year, we don't want to deny it, but of course, this year, there is a thought of security. They've made some announcements about security threats and different parts of the world, and of course, anytime you're in an airport or whatever, you have to be conscientious of that. But no matter what, it's a great day. It's a great day as we prepare for Thanksgiving, which is happening tomorrow here in the United States, November 26th. You know, tonight we're going to share a couple of things with you. We're going to talk a little bit about my first Thanksgiving in the United States. I have a post at the American Thinker that I put a couple of years ago talking about that and sort of remembering my first Thanksgiving here in the United States. And then, you know, over the last year, I'm always learning bits and pieces here of things going on. And over the last year, I learned the story of a wonderful lady, Sarah Josepha Hale. And in many ways, she's considered the one person responsible for Thanksgiving being celebrated the way we celebrate it on the fourth Thursday of November. So we're here. Her story a little bit tonight. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I mentioned that the highways are very busy. You know, I remember many times traveling down to San Antonio to see our brother for Thanksgiving, and that road between Dallas and San Antonio was like a parking lot. So we would try to leave a little bit early. Like sometimes we try to leave at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday, but still, it was very busy as you got to Austin and San Antonio. But one year we left at 6 because we just couldn't get out earlier. And I'm telling you, it was a parking lot from Dallas to San Antonio, and that's like 300 miles. I think we got to San Antonio like at midnight. It was about an hour and a half longer than it usually is. It was just a parking lot. It was moving, but it was moving at a very, very slow speed. Well, I mentioned that a couple of years ago I published a post at the American Thinker about my first Thanksgiving. And of course, for people like me, Thanksgiving is a holiday that we don't know anything about, or we didn't know anything about in the country that we came from. A lot of Americans may not realize this because sometimes you take things for granted. But Thanksgiving is very much of an American holiday. Now, there is a Thanksgiving up in Canada, too. They celebrate it in October. Very similar to our Thanksgiving, the same idea, the same principle of taking a day off and saying thanks for all your blessings and so on. But it's in October. Now, I don't know why they do it in October. It could be because of the weather. I don't know. I'll have to ask my friend Brian one of these days up in Toronto why they do it in October and we do it in November. Maybe it just worked out that way. But we do it here on the 4th of November, of course, the 4th Thursday of November. And I was writing a couple of years ago that when I first came to the United States, you know, I was a 12-year-old kid. I go into my school, and I went in September, right at the start of the school year. And, you know, like in late middle of November, second week of November, I began to see all these posters that the kids were putting around school of turkeys. And I'm kind of puzzled and say, you know, why are they putting up posters about turkeys and these people dressed in these outfits, you know, pilgrims, of course. And I was very curious. And I had a wonderful teacher, the wonderful Miss Jones, who was just an absolute wonderful person. And she sat me down one day and told me the story of Thanksgiving. She said, well, you know, these people took a trip to the United States. They left England. They were looking for religious freedom, and they left England and they moved here. Now, for a kid like me, even though I was only 12, you know, I was usually pretty active politically, or more aware, let's say, politically, I think, than most 12-year-olds. For a kid like me, the idea that somebody would come to the United States in pursuit of freedom, that's something that I could relate to, because after all, our family came here from Cuba pursuing freedom. So that's something that I could relate to very fast. So I got really interested in Thanksgiving, and she was explaining to me how they came in a boat, in a ship, you know, across the Atlantic, and so on and so on. And then when they got to what is now Massachusetts, they settled. They had a very rough winter. Many of them died. I think like half of them died in that first winter. And then when the winter was over, the ones who survived decided to do a Thanksgiving, sort of a big party that they threw, a celebration, sort of a day of saying thank you. Thank you for, you know, the fact that we made it. And I thought it was a neat idea. I thought it was an absolutely wonderful story. Now, of course, over the years, I learned a little bit more about it. I learned about the Mayflower and the Mayflower Compact, you know, the document that was signed on the Mayflower, where a government was created among these people. They created basically a document that, you know, decided how they were going to govern themselves. And it was just an absolutely story about the Mayflower and the first Thanksgiving. So I have always been a huge fan of Thanksgiving. Number one, it is a pure American holiday, as I said a few minutes ago. Other countries may celebrate it in the sense that Americans live overseas. I know when I lived in Mexico, there were many American families who celebrated Thanksgiving down there, just like they would up here. In fact, the company that I was working with at the time would allow Americans to take off early on Thanksgiving Day so that you could go home and spend the day or the afternoon and have dinner with your family. But it is a very much of an American holiday. And I think in many ways, as I write at this article over at the American Thinker, if you want to understand the United States, if you want to understand so much about the United States, you really have to know the story of Thanksgiving, because the story of Thanksgiving connects the United States to the people who came after in so many ways. I also learned today, by the way, I learn something new every day, as they say, but I learned today that there are four famous Americans: Clint Eastwood, Marilyn Monroe, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and President John Adams, who trace their ancestors to the first Pilgrim Plymouth village at that time. I mean, it's pretty remarkable that these four people have a family connection to that time. Not directly to the Pilgrims who landed, but I mean to the people in that area who grew up in that area. Of course, in the case of John Adams, that's not hard to believe because he was from Massachusetts. So that I can understand. But Clint Eastwood, Marilyn Monroe, President Roosevelt, that I didn't know. Very interesting. But again, it connects, it shows you again the connection in the country between Plymouth Rock, or the arrival of the Pilgrims, and and the history of the United States. Now, I mentioned that over the last year, I learned about the story of a lady named Sarah Josepha Hale. She was a New England lady who was a tremendous lady. She was a writer. She was a poet. She became the editor. She was the first, as I understand it, she was the first woman editor of a magazine in North America. I think it was called the Ladies Weekly or something like that. A magazine, obviously, for women, but a magazine with a huge following in the United States in the 1840s, 1850s, and so on, and sort of like Cosmopolitan today, but I'm assuming a little different a little different than that. But anyway, she had a huge following because of her magazine, and she would write articles for women and little girls and so on. And at around the time of the Civil War, she became interested in the idea of having a national Thanksgiving holiday. And she started writing some editorials and eventually wrote a letter to President Lincoln. And eventually President Lincoln accepted the idea, and he started Thanksgiving in 1863. Now, to be fair, President Jefferson Davis of the Confederacy, as you remember, we were two countries back then, he had also done something like Thanksgiving for his soldiers. They wanted to have a day, I guess, to remember the sacrifice and to say thanks, because the country, of course, was caught up in this Civil War, and they wanted to have a day where the country could come together, both sides could at least come together and not have to fight about war. So President Lincoln was thinking about the idea of a national day of Thanksgiving, and this lady, Sarah Joseph Hale, actively, you know, sending letters and writing editorials and getting many of her readers to send letters and so on to President Lincoln. Finally, President Lincoln said, great idea. And in 1863, he signed or wrote a proclamation about Thanksgiving, but it didn't make it a federal holiday. It was not a federal holiday, which means that it was being celebrated voluntarily by Americans across the country, but it was not a federal holiday, even though it was celebrated pretty much across the country, especially after the Civil War when there was a certain effort to unite the country. But in 1941, President Roosevelt did make it a federal holiday, and that's how we got this fourth Thursday of November, which is, of course, a federal holiday. Everything shuts down, and people don't work. They don't, well, they're not supposed to go shopping or watch football, but those are things that have happened since, and I guess I'm guilty of at least watching football. The shopping I don't do. But anyway, that's how we got the story of Thanksgiving, and that's how Thanksgiving became a federal holiday. It started out with President Lincoln in 1863, and then it went on to President Roosevelt, who made it a federal holiday in 1941. I think it's a little bit interesting, just a historical note, that this holiday was made a federal holiday in November of 1941, and just a couple of weeks later, of course, the country was at war because of Pearl Harbor. I thought that was kind of an interesting combination of history there, a Thanksgiving holiday, and then, of course, the beginning of World War II with Pearl Harbor. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed our little trip on memory lane here on Thanksgiving, my own personal Thanksgiving story, as well as the amazing story of Sarah Josepha Hale, just a absolutely wonderful lady from the 19th century. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday and great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you the next time.